About all the UFO rumbling in the media. Hello, this is Marie Swaru. During the past few days there has been a lot of noise in the media concerning, first spy balloons and then about unidentified aerial phenomena, or craft supposedly of extraterrestrial origin that have been downed or captured by governments. For whatever it is worth, this is my statement about the subject. From here we do not see, and we do not recognize any such occurrences or happenings. Whatever is happening there on Earth, causing all that news about UFO activity is not of extraterrestrial origin and it is only the result of human manipulation to deviate the attention of the public from other pressing subjects. The Tejatans here checked if there was anything true or valid about what the media is saying on this subject. All the starcraft around, or even near Earth, and all their activity is monitored by the Andromedans, and the information they gave the Tejatans is clear. All the starships, shuttles, drones and starcraft of all the races near Earth are accounted for, and there is no unusual activity going on either. There are no new starships coming in from anywhere other than the ones that come and go in a daily basis anyway. Whatever is going on is entirely of human origin. What we believe is going on is a psychological operation controlled and prepared by governments and or cabal for two possible purposes, for one or both at the same time. The first one is to implement the first stages of the false extraterrestrial invasion they've been planning for decades now, and to study the public's reaction to a government-approved recognition in any level of the existence of crafts not from Earth. The second scenario is a psychological operation designed to deviate the public's attention from events taking place on Earth while the governments decide how to contain or how to deal with the problem those events are causing. One possible event they may be trying to deviate the attention from is a catastrophic train derailment that took place in Ohio a few days ago in February the 3rd. This train derailment contaminated a vast area with highly dangerous substances, and the reaches of this incident have not been calculated yet. We see that the event took place on the 3rd of February, that is the second month, so it reads 23, and that is an important number for the cabal and its rituals, so it is very possible that the event may have been of artificial origin, as a false flag, but at this point we cannot know for sure yet. But that event may not be the only one the governments may want to deviate the public's attention from. The way they started to press on the public all those recent unidentified aerial phenomena events, first, using and abusing known UFO enthusiasts, some with YouTube channels we respect a lot, to announce the arrival of large craft supposedly from Orion, to then present the public with dubious footage showing large amounts of drones or crafts entering the atmosphere that very well could be computer-generated. To later push the narrative of Air Force jets downing some of those crafts, also with dubious footage, indicates us that it was all orchestrated. Although I cannot know what comes next, the most probable scenario is that all this subject will blow over in a few days to weeks, once it is no longer useful to them. And they probably will even deny their present statements as they always do. If the narrative takes a long time to dissolve or more of it happens, then it is more towards pushing and preparing for the false alien invasion. As I always say, listen to everyone, and to no one, make up your own mind about everything, taking responsibility over your own conclusions and thoughts. Watch out and stay calm and cool. Stay in a high frequency as much as you can, and if you can't, don't bash yourself. Take care, what is going on is only more of the same. There is no alien invasion going on, it is all the result of human governmental manipulation. With all my love, as usual. Marie Swaru.